Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Bengals.
Mark, I know they kind of use that cliche of like must wins, and that, do you feel like you're kind of, this team is in that scenario now that, you know, Sunday is definitely one of those must wins?
Yeah, it's that time of year, you know, with everything in front of us. Being able to dial in and focus on this game is what it's all about. I know the energy and everything in this locker room and this organization is all geared towards that, and so I'm excited to go out and do that and start being the team that we are.
Mark, you've had moments in your career where you're kind of back against the wall mentality. How does this team respond in those situations?
Continue to fight, always. And that's the type of guys that we have here is fighters and people that are resilient, humble, and no matter what they go through, just continuing to keep their head down and work. And, I think that that'll pay off in the end. And I'm excited about this last, four games of the year and just taking it this first game against the Bengals.
Tough back-to-back loss. Just kind of what's been the message from team leaders as you guys have entered this must-win territory these last couple weeks?
Just the energy today at practice was going to work. You know, working hard, doing our job, focusing on our game plan, and knowing that this is a big game coming up, and we just got to be ready to go.
Mark, off the field, I know on Monday you went to the Holiday Helpers event. Just how great is it to be out in the community and do an event like that?
It was really just an awesome experience. You know, I was telling someone, I feel like I got more out of it than the two kids I was shopping with, Armor and Kieran. They were just, a blast to be with, and had a great time with them, and just giving back and having fun, and that's what this time of year is about.
Mark, since signing the extension, you buy yourself a present, treat yourself in any way, anything like that?
Pardon me?
Since signing the extension, you buy yourself a present, treat yourself in any way to celebrate?
No, not right now. It's all, just focusing on each and every week, and especially during the season, I'm pretty diligent about taking care of myself. So, that'll have to wait till after the season. And but extremely fortunate to be in this position and to be here, and couldn't ask for a better thing.
Mark, you've had to be kind of must win, flip a switch mindset, going back to 1-5 before the bye. I know it's not where you wanted to be, and you probably feel like there is potential not yet tapped with this team. But has that been helpful at all that you've kind of been this way for a while?
Yeah, it is. And we're still not playing our best football by any means. And we still, the type of games that we're playing in are winnable games. So I think that we're very close to doing our thing, and we have so much talent. It's just about coming together, doing our job, and offense scoring points, defense is balling out, and special teams doing their job. And, we do those type of things. I think great things will happen.
Mark, I know you guys are putting Sunday in the rear view, but can you shed any light on what happened on 4th and 5? If people are speculating that Lamar pass was the D-hop right behind you.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like his eyes were pretty much locked on me, but again, I saw that, and there's obviously the classic hate comments and whatever it is. It's crazy, but I'm just trying to make a play. I felt like I was working to get open. I felt like I was getting dragged on a little bit, so I went up to go get a ball. How am I supposed to know Diaz back there? But it's part of football.
I know you said the contract mindset isn't kind of there right now, but is it a relief just even if you try to block out noise that sometimes comes your way? You've dealt with a lot dealing with the end of last season, just uncertainty this season, trade speculation off season, that you do know you are here and it's long term.
Well, it certainly is nice to have that affirmation, but I'm going to continue to focus on and keep the same mindset that I've had of focus each and every week and keeping my head down and not worrying about the things I can't control. And extremely thankful to have them put that faith in me. And I'm going to continue to work, be the best player that I can be, and help this team win games. And that's my goal.
Mark, as an offense, do you guys feel like you're still trying to find your identity at this point?
I don't think so. I think that, there's, throughout the games, there's been mistakes. And, I think that it's everybody, putting in. And I think if we just clean those up, good things are going to happen. I think at times we're moving the ball really, really well. And just limiting, the short drives and being able to move the ball. But I'm proud of the guys. I think that we haven't played our best ball, and that's going to come.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thank you.